Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And also, sitting in the studio with us is a guest. It's very rare that we actually have guests in the studio. The last time we had a guest in the studio was Lauren Canario, one of my personal heroes, and I would say that Russell Canning is one of my other personal heroes, and he's actually sitting here with us. Hello, Russell, how are you?
Hey there.
Good to have you with us tonight.
Nice to see you out of jail.
I'm in the Palatial Studios here. I'm looking out in Keene, New Hampshire, which is brand new, fresh spring.
It certainly is pretty out there.
It's amazing. I being from Florida, I never really cared about seasons or anything like
that. We never had it.
Up here in the New England area, it's amazing. The animals are alive, and when you go out in the morning time, the birds are chirping and the chipmunks run around. It's amazing stuff.
Right. I mean, I guess the people that live up north, they take this stuff for granted, and they're hearing you say something like that, and it's not exciting for them.
Right.
They've lived up north for their
whole
lives.
Silly Florida boy thinks the chipmunks are neat. You know, I think they're silly when they go and watch the dolphins either.
Just yeah. Like, oh, beaches! You know, we take those for granted down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, by the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy those. They're on us. Now, the reason I've got you in the studio tonight, Russell, is because recently you were released from jail here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the reason that you were put in jail is because the government people didn't really like the fact that you were driving your van without a government license, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's me and the government have a disagreement. I don't think I need permission to drive down the street. They do. Since they have handcuffs and guns, I ended up in jail. I always lose my arguments with the government.
Now, is this a situation where you don't have a driver's license or you don't have a license plate?
In this case, it was because I don't have a driver's license. It was cut up by a Nazi a couple years ago.
Good heavens.
Now, let's flash back a little bit, because it's not as though you're a bad driver. It's not as though that you don't know how to drive. You're a fine driver. In fact, you used to be a professional driver, as I understand it.
Yeah, for a little while.
Like
yeah.
Driving 18-wheelers across the country.
Yeah.
You don't get to drive an 18-wheeler across the country unless you know how to drive. So the fact is, you are a trained professional driver. Why should you have to go and bow down, essentially, to the state in order to get their little permission slip?
Yeah, and I've gone quite a few years without having a license, and mostly I've been okay because I don't get pulled over. I haven't been pulled over in years.
Now, why were you pulled over in this particular case?
Oh, because I didn't have one of my headlights went out.
They're good at that sort of thing.
So a guy flipped a Huey and saw that, you know, oh, no, we got a guy without a headlight.
And then he checked, and you didn't have a license, and it was at that point that you were arrested for the first time.
Yeah, he didn't care about the light anymore once he found out that I didn't have a license. He freaked out and didn't know what to do.
Now the police here in the Keene area, they didn't really know who you were at that time. Like, they hadn't heard of Russell Canning, even though they'd arrested you before for something else. You've been arrested by the federal guys,
yeah,
but you were processed at the Keene jail.
Yeah, so some of those guys know me because of the Keene Free Press, and I've been in there, so I knew the lieutenant and stuff like that. But the guy that pulled me over had never seen me before.
You mentioned the Keene Free Press. That's your this is the newspaper that you publish and edit along with your wife, Kat.
Yeah.
And it is a pro-liberty sort of viewpoint newspaper that's here in the Keene area, and it's awesome. It's a monthly newspaper, and you guys do a tremendous job with that. I highly recommend people go to their website, keenefreepress.com. Lots of good content there. And so you were arrested that night, processed through the system, and they let you out.
Oh, and after 5 minutes of holding me.
Right.
And what was funny is they dragged me down there because they asked me some questions out on the street, and then when I went into the jail, they basically asked me the same questions again. And then they let me go without any bail or anything like that, not officially knowing who I was.
Because you are someone, I mean, you told them your name, I take it?
My name, but I could have been making that up.
Right, because you didn't have a license.
And they didn't fingerprint me.
And you are somebody, and this is something I definitely want to get into, and of course, if you've got questions for Russell Canning, 800-259-9231. One of the things I find most interesting, beyond just your general life viewpoint and how you interact with the government, we'll get to that, but when you're arrested and you're put into their jail and they're asking you to sign pieces of paper that say whatever on them, I don't know what pieces of paper they put in front of you, I know bail is one of them, you don't sign them, do you?
No, not normally. Depends on what the thing is that they want me to sign. Like, if I'm agreeing to do something that I don't want to do, well, then I just won't sign.
Right, because as I understand it, a lot, in many cases, probably in all of them, but in many cases, the bail paperwork will have terms on it that basically says, you must do this,
yeah,
and this, you have to agree to follow all of our laws if you sign this, you know, if you sign this piece of paper. And the idea is that they're trying to tempt you with getting out of jail sooner, so you'll agree to all their little statements.
Yeah, you're promising you'll show up, and I don't want to promise to do that.
Now, that brings me to the question, why is it that you choose not to get a driver's license and have a license plate on the back of your vehicle?
Oh, well, because, you know, I'm a slave if I ask their permission. So it's, you know, if... You know, are we going to live free? Are we going to be able to drive down the road without asking their permission? You know,
well, it's sort of their road. I mean, does that mean that you should be licensed
by
them?
Well, Sue, who decided it was their road? They did.
They demanded the money.
It's kind of like, you know, say you're a slave and you want to leave. Everywhere you go, you don't own that place.
Mm-hmm.
Am I free to leave the leave the plantation? That's it. Kind of, you know, for me, that's one of the ways I picture it.
But it's not as though Russell isn't paying for the roads.
Mm-hmm.
He's going and buying gasoline like everybody else is, and you know that's a tax that you really can't avoid if you want to engage in driving.
Yeah. So in some ways, you can say that I pay for the roads, depending on how you look at it.
It's just that there's the question would be, how was an obligation created upon you to jump through all of these government hoops that they put
mm-hmm.
on?
Yeah,
when did you consent to
like
that?
When I got arrested the second time, the lieutenant wants, they like to say that what they're doing is reasonable. And so he starts talking about, well, you have the freedom to travel, Mr. Canning. You could walk. Well, that's really convenient, because what if I want to go a long ways? And I had that, too, when you try to fly without ID or things like that. People mm-hmm. say, well, you could take a bus. Well, what if I don't want to take a bus? Or what
really
if the bus doesn't go to the place I want to go to?
The fact is, you know, you aren't harming anybody by doing what you're doing.
And complained that I was hurting anybody.
Hey, you weren't driving recklessly. You aren't putting anyone in danger. You're not a threat to anybody. And there's no complaining party in the case of the government bringing charges against you. There's no individual or family or whatever who's been harmed by you. In fact, I'm curious. I know that in New Hampshire, they don't require insurance on your vehicle, but
mm-hmm.
do you have it?
Oh yeah, because it works well for us.
Right, I think insurance is a sensible idea. I just didn't know that insurance companies would actually give you insurance if you weren't a licensed driver.
Well, they didn't give it to me.
Oh,
I didn't ask them.
God, it says like your wife.
Now,
actually, in New Hampshire, I don't even know if they care.
Maybe
who
not.
You are, because say like a company. You can buy insurance for your various vehicles. They don't know every single person that might drive that
who's
vehicle.
Driving. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I know that when I moved up here from Florida, I was able to get insurance without having a New Hampshire driver's license at all.
Yeah, they don't. It's you know, things are less, in some ways, things are less complicated than people make them out. They're used to following all the rules, and once you stop following them, a lot of them don't exist.
Now, about following the rules, if you feel you don't have to have a license, then you feel that other people don't have to have a license, I would assume.
Yeah, why would I want to make other people have a license?
Now, but I guess probably the first concern that comes up for me with people not having licenses is if the government doesn't give out a driver's license, then they can't take one away. And, like, in the instance of somebody who habitually drinks and drives, they can't revoke their license. Or
we've seen plenty of examples of people who've had their license revoked and they drive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a drunken driver, if they want to get in their car and drive, they're going to do that, whether or not they've got the permit. We'll come back with more. Russell's going to be here for probably the rest of the hour. If you've got calls, 800-259-9231. If you've got questions, rather, 1-800-259-9231. You can talk to Russell Canning. He's here with us, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 4th, 2007, spot gold 688 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $709.92, $358.53 for half ounce, and $179.26 for quarter ounce. Coins at $709.92, $358.53, and $179.26. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, so hopefully you'll have a question for Russell Canning, because he's sitting here as a guest in the studio with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. So register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. In fact, I think, Russell, last year you were at Porkfest, and you gave one of those seminars, one of those activist training seminars.
Yeah, we'll be doing similar stuff this year. They'll have... We got so many speeches this year, I think we're going to be, like, overlapping each other. There's too many things going on.
That's exciting.
But you have a week.
Well, yeah, on Saturday and Sunday it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, they sort of build every... If you look at the schedule at porkfest.com, they sort of build everything into the last... I mean, it's all pretty much on Saturday as far as all the seminars and that sort of thing. There's a little bit on Sunday and a few things on Friday. But most of the week-long things are more activity-based mm-hmm. stuff. So, you know, you go out shooting or you go on a hiking trip or you go on a bus tour of the state. So there's more sort of activity things during the week. And just a lot. I think there's just a lot of just hanging out at the campground.
And heavy
as well.
Drinking.
That too.
It is camping, after all.
It should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Porkfest.com. Now, again, we're talking with Russell. Got you in the studio tonight because you were recently in jail, and you were in jail because you were pulled over one night for having a burnout headlight, which I think you'd actually were aware of, but it was too late for you to go and actually do anything about it.
Yeah, because
the stores were closed.
It went out, and yeah, it was 9 o'clock, and in Sleepy Keene, there's no place open at 9 o'clock. So.
Well, you know, if the damn zoning board would go away, we could have a super Walmart.
Yeah, right. And it'd be open 24 hours a day for my buying pleasure. But, you know, the problem is I would have had to driven to Walmart. You know, that would have been like a whole mile, and I might have gotten pulled over.
So they pulled you over for having the light burn out, and then they found out that you didn't have a driver's license, so they arrested you, processed you through the jail. You didn't sign
anything. I never went to the jail.
I was
in the Keene Police. That night I was only in the Keene
Police Department
for 5 minutes. They let me go.
I see.
And I didn't have to promise to get back, to come back.
But apparently they did want you to come to court, and...
I told them that night I wasn't going to show up.
I guess they didn't pay too much attention to what you said, because they had a court date scheduled, and you didn't show up, obviously. And so then they came to your house and then arrested you for not showing up in court.
They laid in wait for me.
Really?
Yeah, they were out on Court Street waiting for me to come to the Keene Free Press meeting.
So they knew what you were doing. They knew you were going to be leaving your house,
yeah,
and then they pulled you over again?
Yeah.
And then they arrested you again. Now you had additional charges thrown against you.
And they weren't going to let me go without a little bit of more trouble.
So this time they actually put you in jail.
Because I wouldn't promise to show up in court. I could have left jail that night if I would have promised.
Really? So they'd let you out on your own recognizance?
Again, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's... Okay. That's
they felt like they were doing me a favor by doing that.
The fact is, they could have been worse. I mean, I suppose it could always be worse.
Oh, yeah, they felt like I was going to give in on that point, but I didn't.
They certainly didn't do you a favor by interrupting your activities and interrupting your life, and essentially stealing your time from you. But so then you were put in jail, and then there was a court hearing. Was it the next? Was it immediately
the next morning they make room, yeah.
I'd like to point out that what we have going on here in New Hampshire is part of the Free State Project, these activists that are moving in here. We really do have the best activists that I've ever come across, maybe in the entire world. We've got some killer activists here. Kat, your wife, sent out an email that night, or she sent, I think it was an email or either a post on the NHFree.com forum. She posted and she alerted everybody to the fact that you'd been arrested and that you were going to be in court the next morning. So we're talking about, you know, a 12-hour window of time. And within that 12 hours, I think 9 to 10 people showed up that morning for your court trial.
With free Russell Cannon t-shirt.
Yes, that's true. Everybody had a t-shirt on, and I managed to get in there with a video camera, which was pretty much unprecedented. Nobody really expected that to be able to happen.
Yeah.
And
well, good for them. You managed to keep the free Russell Cannon t-shirt thing alive. I mean, people need them every now and then.
Yeah, you got to hold on to those things.
Yeah.
You've got a free Russell Cannon shirt. So what I was just so amazed that within that short period of time we activated 10 people to actually come out and do something the next day. I was just amazed by that.
Yeah. Well, people keep moving, so we keep getting more activists. We can cover more bases, huh?
Right. And so it was that day you were in court, and the judge calls you. They put you first, which was unexpected. I figured they'd put you last, so we'd all have to wait for
several hours. No, they wanted you guys to leave.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so they heard you first. The judge called you up there and asked you how you pled. And I don't know if I'll ever forget it. You just looked at him and you said, whatever.
Well, because I don't know what I was going to do when I got there, because I don't know what they're going to charge me with. Because, you know, if they say, did you murder somebody, I'm going to say, I'm not guilty. But this was kind of paperwork, so I was kind of, well, whatever you guys are going to do.
Stenographer, please note that the defendant has pled whatever.
So I guess he entered a plea of not guilty, I think. For
yeah.
And then they basically locked you back up for what was supposed to be another 30 days or so until May 14th.
Yeah, five weeks, yeah.
And so everybody was sort of unsure as to what was going to happen, and then you ended up getting out early. We'll get to that, but people are calling in. They already have questions for you. So let's go to the phones and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Russell Canning. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Russell. Glad to know you're out.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I got two questions. The first one is, how do you think the sheriffs and judges and stuff would react if you addressed them as, "Hey, how's it going, bureaucrat?" Wouldn't
well,
call
I
them
do.
A bureaucrat?
Well, I do similar because I do make jokes at them because, like, when we're in there, it's like, "Why did you haul me in here?" They're just typing. They're just like secretaries, you know. It's funny because why did they drag me in and then let me go that first night? Well, just to type in a computer. Well, they
right.
could have done that without me there. With no handcuffs and any of that kind of stuff.
Would that be too condescending for you? I mean, you've got a very friendly demeanor about you at all times.
Well, it depends on how they're interacting with me. You know, I'm asking them to not handcuff me, not hurt me. I'm not really, you know, thinking of them as bureaucrats or whatever.
Mark, did you have any other questions for Russell?
Yeah, the second one is for Mark, actually. Who would you rather make out with, Ian or Russell?
Oh, my God. it's a heck of a choice.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 if you've got a
question.
It's always
the gay jokes for me.
For Russell Canning. So they locked you back up to the jail for X amount of time. It was supposed to be 5 weeks. You ended up getting out early. How did that happen?
Oh, well, we kind of sped up the whole system by, I was going, you know what, maybe I should have just pled guilty because I am guilty of not following their rules. So if I plead guilty, maybe they can get on with the sentencing part. Because the last time I pled whatever or didn't put in a plea, the Fed judge just did the trial right then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was going to put me off for 5 weeks.
So that worked. Your wife contacted the prosecutor. And
yeah, the police prosecutor. Yeah.
He was amicable towards it. I guess they wanted you out of there.
Yeah, they seemed eager to get me out.
Why do you think that
out.
Is?
Well, because they, in their own words, said that I'm not hurting anybody and they'd rather spend their time with other things.
Really?
The lieutenant said that.
Huh. Okay. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. I want to talk more about your tactics, the way you deal with bureaucrats, and just the positive demeanor you always have. And I wonder, and I want to know, when the lights flip on and you get pulled over, do you get the adrenaline rush that most people do? Don't answer that yet. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Russell Canning, super activist, he's here with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Joining us in studio tonight, we've got a guest. It is Russell Canning. He is one of the, I would say, most prominent, most visible activists that have so far moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He takes more of a civil disobedience tax. See, the cool thing about the Free State Project is there's no central organization whatsoever. The Free State Project exists to simply encourage liberty-loving individuals to move to New Hampshire. Once those people get to New Hampshire, it's up to them what they do. It's up to them where they move. It's up to them what their brand of activism is, what's right for them to do. So there are some people that take more of a political approach. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they go to Concord and they lobby the state house and they, you know, they go through all those political channels. And then there are people on the other side of the spectrum, like Russell. I would say, Russell, you're probably as far away from the political side of the spectrum as one can get.
Yeah, I'm getting farther away all the time.
There's no end point in sight. It's
when I'm sitting in jail, petitioning the government seems so tiny, you know. We live in a police state, you know. It's crazy.
I agree with you. And it's not as bad of a police state in New Hampshire as it is, say, in Los Angeles. We saw footage earlier this week of just the cops batoning people and shooting people with rubber bullets and awful things like that. I don't think have happened in New Hampshire yet, but and hopefully we'll prevent them from ever happening. But Russell was arrested recently for not having a driver's license, and he's just recently been through the grinder of the system. The entire time you were engaging in, I guess, sort of non-cooperation. Would you call it that, non-cooperation?
Yeah, because I'm not wanting to cooperate with the bad guys.
You're not signing their paperwork. They want you to give your fingerprints. You didn't give them your fingerprints. And you actually pointed out to us during one of the breaks that apparently there was some key differences between the time that you've spent in federal prison. Is it prison that you were in?
Well, in control by the feds or whatever.
Yeah, you were under control by the feds versus this local jail. You say that, like, they didn't force you to give your fingerprints this time.
No, the Stratford County Jail and the Cheshire County Jail did not force me to fingerprint, and the feds did. The feds have hurt me, and no local guys have ever hurt
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's this one example of the more centralized the government gets, the bigger government gets, the more violent and dangerous it becomes. But we've got to go to the phones. We're going to get back into more of your tactics and that sort of thing here in a moment. But Brad is on the line from Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Brad, you're on with Russell Canning.
Hey, Russell. How you doing today?
Good.
I just want to ask you, and please let me state first and foremost that I am not a right-wing crazy person. You know, I have done my share of illegal activities. I have been in jail. I have done the same sort of things as far as I see it as being irresponsible and not taking care of things. And I want to know why you think it's okay for you to break the law and not abide by the rules, and what kind of a country you think it would be if we all did this. I mean, you guys are talking about the police and the government being the enemy, and you know, the people in Mexico, I mean, the Mexican people that were marching this week, being beaten by the cops. Well, what about those people that might have been pushing the cops to actually get them to assault them so that the news cameras that were there to cover it could film it, and then you guys could talk about it on the air as being how evil the police are? I mean, I'm not a big fan of the cops. I get pulled over and I get a speeding ticket. I'm not happy about it, but I mean, at some point you have to have some order in this world, and we have to follow some rules.
Well, yeah, it's for me, you describe yourself, you're not a right wing crazy. People have called me a right wing crazy, you know, depending on who you talk to. I probably have been arrested a lot less than you have, and you might have spent a lot more time in jail than me. I haven't broken too many government rules. That's not something I, like, go out of my way to do usually. But if there's a rule that's not right, well, then I don't feel like I have to abide by it.
What if
most of the time I'm not purposely trying to break their rules. In this case, it costs me money, and I have to ask permission to have a license, and I just don't think I should have to do that.
What if I felt like it was not right that the legal speed limit is 55 in parts of my state, and I felt like I should be able to drive 110? You know.
Well, see, I wouldn't want to use force to stop you from doing that. I am not interested in resisting evil people by force, so I'm not interested in having a government at all to protect me from the bad people. Or so, dangerous people, or whatever. So that's where my justification comes from for not having a government.
If a bad person comes at you and is going to do something to you or your family, you're not going to resist them.
No, not really.
You're going to let somebody rape your wife right in front of you.
That kind of stuff can happen, and I'm not.
It would never happen with me. I'm not a violent person at all. I mean, most of the fights I've ever been in as a kid, I probably got beaten up. I'm not a tough guy by any means. But, you know, there comes a point in every person's life when you have to say, you know, I've got to stand up here and use a little physical force to help save somebody's life.
Well, now we've shifted gears. Originally your line of questioning was, well, what's your justification what's your justification for not following the government rules? And
right.
Now you've sort of shifted into a discussion of pacifism. Russell, would you describe yourself as a pacifist?
I guess so.
See, now, not all of the people here are of that same ilk. For instance, Mark and myself, neither of us are pacifists.
Come in my house and you're going to meet Mr. Mossberg.
That's right.
But in that case, then we're talking about personal defense against another person who's looking to harm you. I think that really what we want to talk about here, we can get into pacifism, then you're going to have us disagreeing with Russell. I want to just focus more on the fact that what you've got are aggressors in the form of the government that are trying to tell you and trying to tell Russell and trying to tell all of us how we're supposed to live, that we're supposed to bow down to them and beg them for permission to be able to drive on their roads. And Russell's just simply saying, well, why should I have to beg these people for permission? I mean, are they better than I am? Is that essentially what you're putting out there?
Yeah, because I feel all of us should be free to travel around. I'm not interested in telling other people what to do, and I don't want to fund a government to do that for me. So that
we should have no government.
Well, I'm not sure what you might want to do, but I don't want to be part of any government.
Right. Well, as far as I can understand it, you know, based on just the writings of the founding fathers and that sort of thing, the theory behind at least this government was that it was created by the consent of the governed. And so, you know, people came first, then people created this thing called the government. And, well, what if you decide you don't consent? So because other people consent to this controlling gang, that means that we have to be controlled by them too? See, I don't consent to them either. Russell isn't consenting to them. Why should you be forced to consent to this? That's kind of backwards, isn't it?
Yes, but I mean, if you take that attitude, then you should not partake of any benefits that the government of America provides for the people. Those roads are paid or by taxpayers, the mail.
Yeah, but you know it's kind of hard. That gets ugly because the government forces themselves on every part of our lives, and the roads, of course, being one of the strongest ones. If I never went on anybody else's land or ever went on government property, I would be in slavery, and so I don't even understand that whole line of reasoning.
Well, you pay for the roads when you go and buy gas. So we can make that point that you're actually funding that. But are you taking government benefits elsewhere? Are you collecting Social Security? Are you, you know, collecting checks from the government? What are you taking anything else from that?
Yeah, I mean, for mostly you have to decide that you're not connected to the government. So, yeah, I don't call the cops when I want help. I don't complain to them when the roads aren't in tip-top shape.
If your house is on fire, call the fire department.
No, I wouldn't.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Brad. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, you know, he lives by his principles. If you espouse that government, you don't want to be involved in the government, then you shouldn't be taking checks from them, and you shouldn't be involved in their programs as little as you possibly can. And
Russell's a
man of his
different way of thinking, you know?
And that is exactly what he does. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Russell Canning, get on the phones now. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer, but don't go through their normal link. You've got to go through amazon.freetalklive.com. See, if you enter Amazon through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you purchase. And 40 categories of products, everything from their huge selection of books and DVDs to office products, furniture, clothing, baby stuff, camping supplies. I mean, they've got it all, including their brand new grocery store. So we'll get a percentage of whatever you buy if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking with Russell Canning. He's one of the most visible and most effective, in my opinion, civil disobedience activists here in the state of New Hampshire. He moved here, coming up on 3 years now, Russell? Did you move 3 years ago?
Maybe.
Because we've almost been here for a year at this point. And so you've moved in here and you've gotten active. You've been arrested a few times because basically, and if I'm not summarizing this correctly, please let me know, but basically you don't believe the system is legitimate. The government isn't, you know, they're this gang of people that is setting arbitrary rules for people to follow and then enforcing them at the point of a gun. And, you know, you just don't feel like going along with all that.
Yeah, and especially this last time, they came after me. I didn't do any civil disobedience. I wasn't pushing them like Gandhi talks about. This time I was on the receiving end.
You know, we should talk about that because there were some events that you had going on here in Keene right up before this happened. In fact, you were calling it the Tilting at Windmills event.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, we're trying to kick the IRS out of Keene. And, you know, it's a big job. There's giants out there like, you know, Don Quixote was going after, but they're real.
Right.
They're the IRS.
So you and some of the other activists here in the area, including Lauren Canario, got dressed up, and I think you were dressed up as like a torture victim. You had a black hood over your head and the orange jumpsuit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was dressed up as Don Quixote and that sort of thing, Sancho. And everybody was out front of the IRS office here in Keene and just sort of doing, it's fun to do that sort of civil disobedience, that sort of action.
And the local authorities have never hassled us over any of our civil disobedience.
They don't know what to do.
Well,
they never
mostly
had this happen before.
They're friendly. They, you know, they're looking for trouble, and we haven't been in trouble yet. So.
And what's going on is you guys are moving closer and closer to the entrance of the IRS office, as I understand it. So we started out on the corner of the street, then moved up to the front of the walkway, and I presume that you're planning another another occurrence.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to do a little bit more. The troops moved forward while I was in jail, so that was good.
Right. So there's always something happening here. You are definitely one of the instigators. You're one of the ones who you and your wife come up with ideas for things to do, and then people like me, we just show up, and I show up with a video camera, and somebody else shows up with a video camera, and so there's just more and more people coming here, and it's getting more exciting by the month. It really is. And just don't forget that Russell's got his own newspaper, KeenFreePress.com, and you're also one of the proprietors of NHFree.com, one of the administrators, for lack of a better term, which is, of course, sort of the clearinghouse for all things activist, liberty activist in New Hampshire, which is just a great website as well. Now, let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk a little bit about your technique. Let's talk to Mike in California. You're on the amplifier line with Russell Canning. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, Russell. I didn't get a chance to meet you at New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And, you know, the jokes that are made about you on the air here and on the forums are kind of like, it's amazing when you're not in jail. But that's not really accurate, is it? It's more, you haven't been arrested a ton, have you?
No, just a couple times. Two or three times.
And it seems like your version of activism is passive in that you're saying, this is what freedom looks like. I'm not going to go force it on you. I'm not even going to preach what freedom looks like. It's just, this is freedom, and so I'm living it. Is that correct?
Yeah, mostly that's what a lot of us can do, because you can just live your life. That's easier to do than pushing things.
Okay, my question then is, I'm considering coming to New Hampshire, and I'm kind of debating what I can do to, what I'd be willing to do. There's a lot of fear involved for me, a lot of different kinds of fear in protesting. And when I hang up, I'd also like to hear your answer to Ian's earlier question. Do you feel the adrenaline rush that people like me do? But my question is, what are the practical aspects of, I guess, going to jail, really? Because in terms of how do you, if you're unsure how long they're going to keep you, or if you're going to go to jail, or if it's going to escalate, how do you earn an income, or how do you buy food, or how do you pay your bills, or whatever? Now, you do have a wife, and that helps, but it just seems like it's getting easier and easier to be arrested, literally reading a book on a porch or, like you, just driving down the street.
Yeah, and like Gandhi said, that's the main thing that holds you back is the fear, you know, the fear of the government. I recommend for people to take it, you know, one step at a time, you know, like maybe you're many steps away from purposely getting arrested, you know. That might not be the next step for you.
Don't jump into the deep end, so to speak.
Yeah, because it is bad. I mean, it can have the problem of, you know, what if they throw me in jail, we're not making money, you know, my family needs help from fellow activists, you know, it can get ugly however long I'm in there and things like that. What if they haul me in jail for a year, and every time I go in there, I don't know how long it's going to be. I mean, when, you know, is this the time I go to Guantanamo?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, that's a fear you have to not have, otherwise you can't take that step forward towards pushing the government, or even when the government comes up and tells you what to do, it's hard to stand up to them if you're afraid.
I like that, taking it easy, and thank you for the call, Mike, we appreciate it. You know, taking it slow, getting here, first and foremost, get here, and then dabble a little in whatever interests you. Go and to attend some protests, but don't do anything that might get you arrested. And then, you know, over time, if that seems to be a direction that you want to go in, then start getting your ducks in order. Make sure you've got whatever things you need to have covered as far as rent, as far as bills are concerned. If that's something you're planning as a possibility, then, you know, plan for it.
Yeah, I have respect for what Russell's doing, but there's lots of different ways to pursue freedom in New Hampshire. And,
yes, sir.
You know, you can come up here and live a normal life, run for office, and try to shrink the government from the inside.
The fact is, only a certain percentage of activists are going to be able to do what Russell is doing, or going to have the courage to do it. Now, he touched on the fear aspect, and from what I've seen so far from a lot of the activists here, this is still a huge issue. It's an issue with me. When those lights go on behind me, I get an immediate adrenaline rush. Julia, same thing happens with her. I know, I'm sure it happens with a lot of other people. And just, you know, just knowing you, Russell, and seeing, you know, your demeanor, always happy, always a smile on your face. It's as though nothing can bother you at all. When those cops flip on their lights and pull you over, do you get the same rush that most of us do?
I don't think so. It's not as much.
How did you get over it? How did you get over the fear of what are essentially scary guys with guns who could do anything to you?
Yeah, it's funny because the last two, three times we got pulled over, you know, that those two times I got pulled over, Kat and Kira were in the car, and we kind of look at each other and go, so I wonder what's going to happen, you know, or we knew this was going to happen eventually, mm-hmm. you know, because I drive around without a license, but they never pull me over because I'm never hurting anybody, so it feels funny. The second time, because we, you know, where do we pull over? The last time, we even stopped in the middle of the road because Kat said, hey, let's just stop right here. So we caused a traffic jam. We just stopped in the middle of the road.
But how did you defeat the fear? You must have had it at some point in your life, and it went away. Was it something, was it like a mental switch you just flipped one day, or was it a process? How did that happen?
Kind of, because I'm... for me now, I'm not afraid to be in jail. I'm feeling like if I'm in jail, I am accomplishing something.
Afraid the first time you were arrested?
More than this time.
So it's
each
been,
time gets easier.
You've acclimated to it.
The first time the feds got me, you know, they were getting me at the TSA. So I'm, you know, you start thinking, okay, is this the day I go to Guantanamo, you know?
Well, you just said you don't have any fear of being in jail. Now, jail's designed to stink. I mean, that's the whole idea there. Why don't you hate it?
Well, I don't like it, but I'm not afraid of being there. I can be in there knowing that I'm in there. I feel like every minute I'm in there, I'm helping our cause. That people are getting motivated out there. You know how you say I have a smile all the time? I don't have a smile when I'm in jail.
Okay.
I mean, there's big chunks of time where I'm telling them, I don't pretend that I'm having fun in there. The guy will say, so how are you feeling? I'm going, I'm pretty crummy. I wish I was out of jail.
Yeah, sure.
Is today the day you guys let me go? You know, that's like a joke I do with those guys.
Right.
They try to institutionalize you, and I'm always trying to think outside the walls. You know, and they're trying to box you up, and so I'm always saying, no, I don't want to be here.
I know, Russell, you are an inspiration for a lot of our listeners. I know that you're one of the primary reasons a number of people are coming here sooner rather than later. And, you know, keep up the good work. Was there any final thoughts you had? You've got about, 10 seconds left.
No, you know, you guys come and join us. It'll be fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russell, for coming on tonight. And don't forget his website, KeenFreePress.com. He's the editor and publisher of that. Also one of the guys behind NHFree.com as well. Keeping up the good work. And we'll keep you informed about what Russell does next. And I'm sure we'll have him back at some point. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.